What about the neoadjuvant setting in terms of trials in HER2-positive patients? What are you all thinking at this point?
Yeah, obviously the big buzz right now is the introduction of lapatinib in this setting and the comparison of lapatinib with trastuzumab to see where does it stand compared to trastuzumab, but more importantly, even the combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab attacking the receptor both from the outside and in the inside of the cell. So we are in the process now of designing a neoadjuvant trial that will compare AC followed by paclitaxel with trastuzumab during paclitaxel or with lapatinib during paclitaxel or with a combination of the two. And then following surgery, all patients will receive trastuzumab for the remaining 6 months until the full year or 9 months almost. So there will still be a total 1 year of targeted therapy, but it will be either trastuzumab for a year, lapatinib followed by trastuzumab, or combination of lapatinib, trastuzumab, followed by trastuzumab. But the trastuzumab will be given after surgery, the maintenance, so to speak.
No. At one point, you all were interested in looking at the Buzdar regimen that included FEC with simultaneous trastuzumab, kind of controversial and interesting. What led you away from that and towards this?
Well, I think there were issues of support for the trial at that point, and we felt that we'd probably be better off to do something on our own. But I think the trial is still being pursued by the
Right.
American College of Surgeons, and I'm glad to see that because I think it's an actually very important question to be answered. What is the contribution of the combination of trastuzumab with the anthracycline, and is it an issue of duration in the neoadjuvant setting? The reason that Buzdar in his regimen saw a 65% or 60% total of pathologic complete response.